According to Migration Policy Institute 2018, Uganda is the home to more refugees than any other country in Africa and has the third largest refugee population than any nation except Turkey and Pakistan. More than 1 million of its estimated 1.5 refugees have arrived within the past 2 years, with hundreds more arriving daily. With few resources to offer to so many displaced people, Uganda represents a case study for generous refugee hosting country. But some South Sudanese refugees have left their settlement camps to live with the host community in towns and trading centers. It is very common to find them almost everywhere, especially in the northern districts of Uganda and the central part. They share amenities with the locals. Some locals accuse them of causing trouble as well as being dirty people. I traveled to Arua town, one of the country's biggest refugee hosting districts, to find out how the two communities that are living together are coping amid these accusations and counter-reactions. Paula Drateri, a businesswoman in Arua town, shares her experience. She has lived with them, especially those who left their settlements.
It is the way how you behave with them. If you behave with them arrogant, they will also behave with you according to what. Some of them are too arrogant, but if you speak them with low tones, they can even understand. In fact, with the hygiene, they are not up to date. Some of them, their hygiene is good, but others, it is not up to date.
She said the South Sudanese are very good people and easy to stay with if you understand their way of life. Dr. Aheva notes that you could get into trouble with them if you did not know how to relate with them. Emmanuel Arika, 26 years old, is a refugee residing from MVP refugee settlement camp in Arua district. He is among the many who has quickly adopted to life in Uganda. He said, as South Sudanese, they are very good people and not violent or bad like some Ugandans say.
It's only the perception of people that South Sudanese are arrogant. These are people who cannot observe law. These are people who cannot do ABCD. But I just want to clear the air that South Sudanese are people who can respect, people who can observe laws, and people who can live with any community. It's only the perception of people, but otherwise South Sudanese are just normal human beings, just like any citizen of another country.
Arika has praised Ugandans for being peacemaking people and said because of this, they have found life very easy.
There are many other things that bring us together with them, like when I talk of football, those are things that bring us commonly with them. Yeah, we're just enjoying. Living with them is also nice. There's nothing bad that arises between the refugees and the host community.
There are many other South Sudanese people, including refugees, living in Uganda's Arua district who would wish to stay for the rest of their life in this country. Already, there are some of them who have been for so many years here. A few of those live in Tanganyika, a town suburb of Arua where Richard Jarua comes from. Richard lives side by side with South Sudanese for quite a long time, and he wishes to differ from the common notion that defines South Sudanese as arrogant and cruel, saying that those who accuse South Sudanese for such things are just naive.
On my behalf, they are good. You see, when you tell people, other people, they are saying what, just from Sudan people. I don't have a problem with the Sudanese. And even up to now, I can even speak Arabic.
In spite of some few isolated cases of conflicts and misunderstanding involving both South Sudanese people and their host, there is a peaceful coexistence between the two populations.